Early voting for the November general election is now underway, with ballots going out today. Vermont has one of the most expansive early voting and mail-in ballot laws in the country. Ballots are sent to every registered voter 45 days before the election. Voters can cast their ballots by mailing it back to their town clerk, dropping it off at the town clerk's office, or dropping it off in person on election day. Here to run through some of the more unique provisions of early voting is Vermont Public's senior political correspondent, Bob Kinzel. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Jen.
So, Bob, to start with, why did Vermont adopt a 45-day early voting and mail-in ballot law?
Well, Jen, there are really a couple of reasons. First, the state wanted to ensure that there was enough time for overseas military voters to cast their ballots. That set up the 45-day timeline. And lawmakers decided if it was going to be used for these overseas voters, why not make it available to everybody? Then there were concerns about voting in person on Election Day in 2020 during the COVID pandemic. So lawmakers decided on a plan to send ballots out to all voters that year. It's been well received, and it's remained part of our election system. Secretary of State Sarah Copeland Hanzus thinks this policy has been good for the democratic process in Vermont.
Voters that I talk to, by and large, really appreciate having that extra time with their ballot. And they also appreciate that there isn't a hurdle or a barrier or a step that they have to take in order to get a hold of their ballot.
The state is in the process of sending these ballots out right now. They're going out in batches. They're going out today, tomorrow, Wednesday. Most should be out by Thursday. If a person hasn't received one by October 5th, they're encouraged to contact their local town clerk so they can get one in the near future.
Bob, with so many people using the mail-in option, how does that impact the workload of town clerks?
It's made a huge difference. They'll now have ballots being returned every day for the next 6 weeks, so that's going to keep them busy. And at the same time, Brattleboro Town Clerk Hillary Francis told me that the policy of sending out ballots to every voter has taken one huge responsibility off of her shoulders.
Previously, it was a lot of work taking all the calls from voters who a lot of voters want to vote, and we have to put in their requests and prep the ballot packets and mail them. And, you know, that work is now taken off of our plate. The state does that automatically.
So for the next 6 weeks, town clerks will have to securely store these mailed-in ballots, usually in a safe, and then they'll have to upgrade their checklist to reflect that this group of people have actually submitted a ballot.
I'm glad you mentioned security, Bob, because I know there are folks concerned about voter fraud with mail-in ballots. What safeguards are in place to prevent that from happening?
Well, there's several. First, the town clerks know that ballots have been sent out to all of their registered voters. So, if and when these ballots are mailed back, and about 40% will be, this information is recorded on the town's checklist. So, it's documented that this person has already voted and won't be able to vote again. Hillary Francis feels this current system works well.
We've had situations where we've had to reach out to people to try and clarify and understand, but it's never been like a fraudulent experience. And the system is set up in such a way that like you can't enter a vote for the same person twice.
I also want to mention that the legislature has passed a law known as ballot curing. Now, this means in the event that a person doesn't exactly follow the procedures when voting by mail, for instance, maybe they didn't sign or date their ballot, the law requires a town clerk to contact this person directly and let them know that their ballot is incomplete and that they need to come by and fix it. You know, it's interesting, Jen, about half of all states allow this process. The other states that don't reject these ballots as being incomplete, and they don't count them at all.
Does Brattleboro Town Clerk Hillary Francis have any recommendations for lawmakers to consider next session to make the voting system even easier for voters to understand?
She sure does. Her word is, let's have some consistency. She thinks voters are very confused because different systems are used for our different elections.
If it's we're mailing ballots, let's mail ballots for all elections. Or let's not mail ballots unless it's by request for any elections. You know, there's There's confusion when it comes to the presidential primary being different from the state primary. It's like every election is so geared towards the needs of that election, which makes sense, but then it adds a lot of confusion.
Secretary of State Copeland Hanza says she understands what the clerks are saying, but the solution is complicated because the state only runs the November general election. Town meeting day is administered by the individual towns. And right now, if they want to mail out ballots to all their voters, they can. But this is expensive, and it's paid for at the local level. And the August primary is organized by the major political parties. So being consistent has some major challenges.
I've got a practical question now for you, Bob. What happens if I lose my ballot after it's been sent to me?
No worries. You contact your local town clerk. They provide you with an affidavit where you swear that you've lost your ballot and you get another one. And again, when you do officially submit your ballot, it's recorded on the local checklist. So if you happen to find your original ballot, maybe it's under the couch or the dog ate it, you can't vote twice.
Well, one more question for you, Bob. What happens if I vote by mail or I vote early and then something happens in a race and I change my mind? Can I go back and change my vote?
No, you can't. That is not allowed. Once you voted and submitted your ballot, that is it. So folks should be sure that they know who they want to vote for before using an early or mail-in ballot.
You've been hearing from Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel. Bob, thank you so much for this refresher on early voting.
My pleasure, Jen.